Okay, Parshas Toldos. So we'll start off with what everybody knows, and we'll go on, we'll go further. Parshas starts off, the Eglah told us, Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram ha'Eglah is Yitzchak, Rivka's an Akara, Yitzchak davening Hashem, v'yisroi tzitzu abonim v'kir, v'posik chofeiz, Rivka feels the children are fighting in her. Rashi tells us what happened. She passed by Beis Medrash, Yaakov wanted to come out. She passed by the Pischei Avodah Zarah, Esav wanted to come out. But Haimah, she said in Cain, if that's so, Lomazer Anoichi. What did I want this for? Why was I responsible for this? Vatelech Chudvash Hashem. And she went to the Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever to seek out Hashem to find an answer to what's happening. Okay. Everyone knows this Vart. We'll say it over anyway because the lesson is true. It remains true from year to year. Somebody once came to Reb Shimon Sofer and he asked him, I have a choice to be mechanech my son. I could send him to one melamed, to one Rebbe, who's an expert Rebbe, expert melamed. And he teaches the children very well. But the Talmidim there are not the greatest Talmidim, not the greatest chevra to hang around with, to be with. Or I have a choice, I could send him to another melamed, who's not as good, not such a great melamed, but the chevra there is a good chevra, the boys are good boys. Where should I send my son? Should I send him to the better Malamid? Or should I send him to the one that's not such a great Rebbe, but the Talmidim are a good Talmidim, good boys. Where should I send him?
Number two.
So Shimon Sofer told him, send him to the Malamid that's not the better of the two, as long as the boys are good boys. And he asked him why. So you brought a raya from this Rashi, from this week's parasha. What happened? Rivka walks by the Beis Medrash, Yaakov is running to come out. Rivka walks by the Pischei Avodah Zarah, Esav is running to come out. And everybody developed the Estakasha. Bishlam Esav wanted to come out because there was no Avodah Zarah inside Rivka. Rivka was a tzaddikus. He wanted his Avodah Zarah. He had to try to come out. But why did Yaakov try to go out? Why did Yaakov have to run to the Beis Medrash?
You had a bad boy with him.
Everybody knows that when the Uber is inside his mother, the Malach teaches the baby Kol HaTorah Kula. Malach teaches the baby Kol HaTorah Kula. Yaakov had the best Rebbe in the world. He had a Malach teaching him Torah. So why would he pass by the Beis Medrash? Should Yaakov try to go out? And the Velt is over. The Teretz is, you can have the best Rebbe in the world. If you have a Chavrusa like Esav, you have to go out. You can't stay together with a Chavrusa like Esav. It doesn't matter who the Rebbe is. You can have the best Rebbe in the whole world. If the Chavrusa is right, if the Chavrusa is Esav, you have to go out. So Reb Shimon Sofer told him, it doesn't matter so much the Rebbe, it matters who the Chavrusa, who the boys are. If the Chavrusas are not good, then you have to change. You have to give them over even to a Rebbe that's not as good as a Malach, because a Chavrusa like Esav could ruin a person. Reb Shalom Shvadronim brings down, what was bothering Rivka? Rivka didn't know she had twins. Rivka didn't know there were twins. Rivka thought that it was one child. And Rivka was perplexed. How could it be that one child, she passes by, Pischei Avodah Zarah, child's fighting to come out. The same child, she passes by the Beis Medrash, he's fighting to come out. Rivka said, what do I have inside of me? I have inside of me a child that's a stira, a contradiction from top to bottom, beginning to end. He wants to serve Avodah Zarah, he wants to learn the Beis Medrash. What kind of a child is this that I have? A child that's such a stira, a contradiction, minei obey. Is he an Elchid? Is he not? What kind of a child is it? The Pasuk says, Lama Eliyahu said to Klal Yisrael, Lama ata peseach al shnei ha-seifim. Why do you step over on two thresholds? In other words, if you serve Hashem, serve Hashem. If you serve the Baal, serve the Baal. You can't jump back and forth. One day serve Hashem, one day serve the Avodah Zarah. So Rivka was puzzled. How could she have such a child? Lama ata peseach al shnei ha-seifim. She goes to the Beis Medrash, Shem Ve'ever. And she finds out that it's not one child, it's twins. Rivka heard it was twins, that calmed her down. Even though one was a Rasha, but at least it wasn't one child that was a contradiction through and through. It was two children, one was a tzaddik, one was a Rasha. When a person is a contradiction, minei hubei, a person is lost. A person who one day could be one day the other way, a person's a contradiction, doesn't have any firm place to hold on to. Doesn't have any strong support. And a person like that could fall terribly. In a way, we're all like that. In a way, we're all paseach ashtay asifim. One minute, if something is good for us, it's the right thing to do. The same thing is not good for us, but it's good for somebody else. It's the wrong thing to do. We're very judgmental sometimes. But Pesach Hashtei Asifim. Person has to think clearly what's right and what's wrong. And it doesn't change. What's right is always right. What's wrong is always wrong. What's good for me, if it's right, it's good for somebody else also. If it's not right, it's not good for me either. The Chabina Rav was once learning. He was in his house learning a difficult sugya. He was involved in a Gemara, Vatrach, deep into a sugya, and there's a knock on the door. They open the door. One of the neighbors is standing by the door. The neighbor walks right in. Seems he was familiar with the house. He comes right in. He sees the Chabina Rav learning, and he says to the Chabina Rav, Rebbe, give me a bracha. I just opened a new store. Today's the first day, the grand opening of the store. Give me a bracha, the store should be matzliach. Shabina Rav lifts up his head from the sugya, from his learning, and he gives him a bracha. Be matzliach, store should be matzliach, everything should be fine, everything should go easy. Amen. He sends him, and he leaves. After they finish the shiur, so the people ask Shabina Rav, how are you talking? In the middle of learning a difficult sugya. He got shracht in a toisvis, and he comes in with a bracha for a store. Gashmius, in the middle of ruchnius. How come you interrupted to give him a bracha? Why did you stop? His store, okay, it's important, but not that important when you're in the middle of a sugya. They should have told him to come back later. The Shabina Rav said, Chazal tell us, al tehi birchas hedyot kala beinecha. Poshup shad is, the bracha of a hedyot shouldn't be light in your eyes. Shouldn't be easy in your eyes. Don't push away the bracha that a hedyot, a simple person, gives. Shabina Rav says, there's another meaning to al tehi birchas hedyot. Even though to you, when someone is asking for a bracha, it's for a dova hedyot. It's for stam, it's for something of gashmi, it's something that to you is not important. To you it doesn't mean much. But to the person who's asking, it means the whole world. The person who's asking for that bracha, to him it means everything. Don't push away such a bracha. Al tehi birchas hedyot kala beinecha. If it's important to the other person, even though it's not important to you, birchas, to you it's a hedyot. To you, it's a mundane item, it's not important to you at all. His store, you're in the middle of learning now, his store is not important to you. But if to him it's important, don't push it away. Don't push it away, the bracha, that in your eyes, it's plain, it's not important. You know why? Because to somebody else it is important. If it's important to somebody else, don't push it away. Answer him, give him what he wants. And even though I was in the middle of learning, I stopped, and I gave him a bracha, because I know how important it is to him to have that bracha before he opens up his store. Well, a person has to know what's right, what's wrong. Ben Adam Machaveiro is very, very difficult issues. Cases come up. How far do you go Ben Adam Machaveiro? How far don't we go Ben Adam Machaveiro? But a person has to know that Ben Adam Machaveiro is as important as Ben Adam Machaveiro. And when it comes to helping out somebody else, doing a chesed for somebody else, we have to go the extra mile to try to help out somebody else. Pasuk says a little bit weiter, Perik Chafei, Pasuk Chafches. The Pasuk says that Yitzchak loved Esav. Why did he love Esav? The Pasuk says, Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav, ki tzayid v'fiv. So Rashi tells us, what does it mean tzayid v'fiv? Tupshatim. Either literally, because his food was in the mouth of Yitzchak. Esav brought food to Yitzchak. Or the Medrash brings down, v'fiv shel Esav. Because Esav, with his mouth, tricked Yitzchak. And he acted very frum. He would ask his father, how do you take off Meiser from salt? How do you take off Truma Meiser from salt? He would ask him such questions, so Yitzchak was fooled by the mouth of Esav, Sayyid Befiv. Esav's mouth trapped Yitzchak into thinking that Esav was a big tzaddik. He's Sayyid Befiv. Yeah, they tell over the story that one time, the Yid HaKadosh Bishischa called over one of his Talmidim, Rebunim, and he told Rebunim, go and travel, and I want you to go to a certain town. Go to the small village, and I want you to go there. So he asked the Yid HaKadosh, what should I do when I come there? Just go. Just come. Okay. The Rebbe says, go, we go. So Rebunim got together a few chassidim, and they took a trip to this town. They come into the small village, and they're starving. They're hungry. They had a nice small trip. They hadn't eaten at all. They see an inn. They pull up by the inn. They stop the wagon by the inn. They come in. They figured, listen, we'll ask for some fruits, maybe something milk, some milk from the cow. That's no problems with kashrus. And we'll eat a snack, something to keep us going. Kashrus. So they come into the inn and they ask the Barabbas for some milk, some fruits. Barabbas says, sorry, cleaned out. All we have is meat. Meat? They look at each other, meat? Meat. So the innkeeper says, what's the matter? It's a kosher inn. Have a nice heksher on the wall hanging up. It's a kosher inn. What's the problem? So then he asked the innkeeper, who was the sheichet, and who was the baidik, and with any serchis on the lungs, and who did the melicha, who kashered it, who took out the gidim. Every question under the sun, they sit there, they dread the innkeeper a cup for a long time, trying to verify the kashrus of the meat. There's an oni, there's a poor little schlepper sleeping on the floor behind them, and the whole conversation wakes him up. Wakes him up out of his deep sleep, the whole conversation, they're hacking the innkeeper with the kashrus of the meat. And the oni is listening to the conversation, and he's very disturbed. They woke him up, and he says to them, chassidim, chassidim, he says to them, you're so makbid what goes into your mouth. Why aren't you so makbid about what comes out of your mouth? Are you so careful about what comes out of your mouth as you are what goes into your mouth? So Rabbanim heard that, and he said, oh, that's why the Rebbe sent me here, to hear this message. We have to watch just as careful what comes out of our mouth, as careful as we are, as what goes into our mouth. Went back in the wagon, then went back home. Okay, we're learning Chavetz Chaim after this year. We took a little break because we were finishing late and so on. But Baruch Hashem, we were able to get back to it. And it really wasn't my doing. A few people in the shir pushed for it and kept on reminding me night in and night out, we have to learn Chavetz Chaim. For now, we haven't learned it in a while. So I'm saying a public yashikayach to those people that pushed and brought it back, and Mr. Shem will try to we'll try to continue going to Chavetz Chaim. Kitzayi the fifth, a person has to be careful, the same way he's careful what goes into his mouth, a person has to be careful what goes out of his mouth. Well, a little bit further in the parasha, Perichavov Pasuk Yates, we find the whole story of Yitzchak and Avimelech with the wells, with the Be'eros. Between Sheni and Shilishi, Perichavov we find the whole story. Yitzchak goes, he digs up the wells. Yitzchak digs up the wells and he finds Be'er Mayim Chaim. What happens in Pasuk Chof? Vayarivu Roye Gro and Roye Yitzchak, the shepherds of Gro argue with the shepherds of Yitzchak, Lema Lanu Hamoyim. The water belongs to us. Vayikro Shem HaBe'er Esek. He calls the name of the well Esek, he is asking one because they fought, they argued with him. Yitzchak moves on, Vayachru Be'er Acheres, he digs another well, Vayarivu Gamalel, they fought with him about that well also. Vayikro Shema Sitna, called the name Sitna, a lashon of sinna, of hatred. Vayatek Misham, Pasuk Chofez, Yitzchak moves on again. Vayachbar digs Be'er Acheres, another well, and Veloy Ravoleha. This time there's no machlokes. Vayikro Shema Rechayvois, he calls the well Rechayvois, Vayoymen, he says, Kiyata, Herchiv Hashem Lanu, freedom of Hashem, gave us a generous portion of land, and will spread out throughout the land. He calls the well Rechayvois. One reads the Pesukim, it sounds like a nice history lesson, a little story. Yitzchak dug a well, the Roi Gro had argued, another well, they fought. The third time he was Matzliach. Looking at the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachai, there's a whole different picture on what happened. The Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachai both say that of course the Pesuk is not telling us stories. It's not Stam, a storybook without a Te'elus. It's a lesson for us to learn from these Be'erois that Yitzchak dug. We know the klal is Maisei Avos Simin L'Bon. What happened to the Avos is a simin for future generations, for the children. And the Rabban writes the three Be'erois refer to the three Batei Mikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, and the third Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash is the first one. That's called Esek. Because during the first Bayis Sheni, there were plenty of Mechamos that were fought. There were Mechamos between Malchi Yisrael, Malchi Yehuda, between the Goyim. There was much fighting going on. Vayikro Shema Esek. It was called Esek. That's a remnant to the first Beis HaMikdash. Unfortunately, the first Beis HaMikdash didn't last, was destroyed, and we moved on. We went to Bavel. We came back, and we built the second Beis HaMikdash. That was the second Be'er. That was the Be'er called Sitna. The Be'er called Hatred, Sinna. Why was it called Sinna? Because by the second Beis HaMikdash, from the very beginning, there was Sinna with the Goyim. Even when Achashverosh gave permission to build the Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk says, Kisful Sitna, he wrote a letter of Sitna to stop building the Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash was much different than the first. When the first one was built by Shlomo HaMelech. And even the Goyim contributed, Chir Melech Tzur sent over the wood. The Goyim contributed towards building the Beis HaMikdash. The second Beis HaMikdash was built of Sinna. There was hatred and difficulty from the very beginning. Politics from day one with the second Beis HaMikdash. There was constant Sinna. That's why it was called Sitna. Second of all, the second Bayis was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. What destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? Sinas Chinam. Vayikro Shema Sitna is the second Beis HaMikdash. The third Beis HaMikdash is called Rechayvois. That's the Beis HaMikdash that will not be destroyed. That's the Beis HaMikdash that will last and last. Vayikro Shema Rechayvois Vayayimah Ki Ata Herchev Hashem Lanu Farinu Varetz. Now Hashem gave us the land and will spread out throughout the land. Rechayvois. And the Rebbeinu Bachai is on that Hashem's name is mentioned only by Rechayvois. It's not mentioned by the first two Be'erois. It's not mentioned by Esek and by Sitna. It's only mentioned by the third. Because the first two Bayis, they were built by people. They weren't built by Hashem. They didn't last. The third Bayis was built by Hashem, will be built by Hashem, is the one that will last. Ki'ata hechav Hashem lanu farinu v'aretz. So the whole parashat of Be'erois is a remez to the three Batei HaMikdash, the third one which will meet Hashem have b'karav. The Chavetz Chaim learns out a more practical lesson from the Be'erois, and he says, Pashut, what happened to Yitzchak? He digs the Be'er, works hard, digs the Be'er, finally there's water. What happens? Fight. The Goyim come, chase him away, he tries again. Doesn't work out the second time. What does Yitzchak do? Try the third time, until he's Matzliach. Says the Chavetz Chaim, this parasha is teaching us that a person has to keep on trying. Many times a person goes through life, and something doesn't work out. Tried, and a person is ready to give up. Why should I try again? Didn't work out. It was meant to be. It would have been the first time. Why should I try for? What happened to Yitzchak? It didn't work out the first time. Did a second time. Didn't work out a second time. It did a third time. It says the Chavetz Chaim. From here, a person learns that if it doesn't work out, he can't give up. A person has to keep on trying, keep on going. Especially when it comes to ruchnius. It comes to learning. It comes to davening. A lot of times a person feels a little chalishus adas. It's not going well. It's hard. It's cold outside, it's the winter time, it's not working out, the schedule changed. Whatever excuse the person needs, it's out there. The excuses are all there. And a person feels sometimes very, very, very down, it's not working out. Don't give up. Kisayif, at the end, the person will be matzliach. The person tries, and a person keeps on going, a person will be matzliach. Learn from Yitzchak not to give up. Keep on going. And eventually, a person who tries will be matzliach. But the ikar is that we have to keep on trying.
What's the significance again of
Asek
for the first bias? What's that? What does that mean?
Machaikis. Machi Huda, Machi Yisrael. That's this word. But the same. The same. Chomos with the Goyim, you have Machi Huda, Machi Yisrael constantly fighting. It was a constant Machaikis, the first base of Mikdash. We move on to the parasha, we come to the brachas. Very difficult parasha. Yitzchak wants to give the brachas to Esav. Yeah. Rivka calls Yaakov. Yaakov dresses up. He goes into Yitzchak. He gives the brachas to Yaakov. He finds out later on that it wasn't Esav, it was Yaakov. Very difficult parasha. Ayin ponim otayra. Before we discuss the parasha from beginning to end. There's an Al Shech HaKadosh, I know we said over, but it's a very, very nice, very, very nice Al Shech HaKadosh who explains what happened. But Chayr is one tremendous kasha on the whole parasha. Wasn't the brachas a Mekach Tais? Yitzchak thought he's giving the brachas to Esav. Yitzchak thought who's standing in front of him? Esav. Rivka dresses him up. Rivka, Yitzchak fails him. Hakol kol Yaakov, Ayidai midai Esav. Thinks Esav is standing in front of him. Later on, Yitzchak finds out what happened. Mekachtois. He thought he's giving the brachas to Esav, and it turns out it was Yaakov. How were the brachas chal? How was it valid? The Ashachosh is a very, very, very posh pshat. And he says that the MS, Yitzchak realized that there was a sophic. Yitzchak wasn't sure who was standing in front of him. Yaakov comes in to Yitzchak. What does Yitzchak do? He listens to Yaakov. Here's what Yaakov says. Yaakov already starts speaking. Yitzchak is a little suspicious the way Yaakov talks. And Perik Chavzayin Posik Yutes. Vayomer Yaakov Eloviv Anoichi Esav Bechayrecha Asisi Kasher Divartoi. Why he did like he spoke to me. Kum Lo Shiva. Please sit up. Va'ochlo Mitzayde. Eat from my food. Ba'avut V'rchayr Nafshecha. So Yitzchak asks Yaakov Posik Chav. Maza mihartoi grimsubini. How come you back so fast? How do you find food so fast? Vayoymer, and Yaakov answers, Ki hikra Hashem lekechofon. Hashem helped and arranged that the animal came before me, and I was able to shech the behemoth and bring him to you. So Yitzchak says to Yaakov, Gishono, come close. Vamushcha bini, and let me touch you. Ha'atu ze bini Esav, emor, are you my son Esav or not? Vayigash Yaakov, Yitzchak oviv. Vayimusheyu. Yitzchak touches him. And Yitzchak says, it's famous pasuk, Hakol kol Yaakov, v'hayidayim yidei Esav, v'lohi kiroi. Says the Al Shech HaKadosh. Yitzchak, Here's the voice. The voice sounds like Yaakov. Not only that, but Rashi tells us, when Yitzchak said, when Yaakov said, Ki hikra Hashem Elokecha lefonoi, Ein derech Esav liyos shem shamayim shogol befiv. Esav doesn't speak, mentioning Hashem's name. And Yitzchak's very puzzled, because the one standing in front of him says, Ki hikra Hashem Elokecha. The voice sounds like Yaakov. The speech, the words sound like Yaakov. So Yitzchak says, 1 minute, this is suspicious. Let me feel who you are. He touches him. Hayadayim de Esav. It sounds like Esav. Then he says to him, Hagishali, Posik Chafei, bring me the food, let me eat. He brings him the food. L'chaira, who was supposed to bring Yitzchak the food? Esav. Esav is the one who's supposed to prepare the food. So the food tasted like Esav's preparation. So when it comes time to give the bracha, says the Avshech HaKadosh, Yitzchak was 50-50, who's standing in front of him. On one hand, the voice sounded like Yaakov. The speech, the manner of speech, was Yaakov. The feel, the touch, was Esav. The food was the food that he told Esav to bring. So, 2 miles telling us was Yaakov, and 2 aspects it looked like it was Esav. So says the Avshech, that when Yitzchak gave the bracha, he taka gave the bracha, and his kavana was for whoever's standing in front of me right now. His kavana was for whoever is here. Because Yitzchak was taka not sure who it was. Vayoyimin, he says, Rei Reyachmani. If you notice by the bracha, he doesn't mention any names. Yitzchak just says, Gishono Shkali Bini, my son come here, Rei Reyach Bini, my son. He gives a bracha to my son. Whichever son this is, the one standing in front of me, that's the one that I have kavana to give a bracha. And therefore, there was no idea, there's no mekachtois, because Yitzchak knew that he wasn't sure whom the bracha was being said to, and had in mind either of the two sons. It was a difficult week this week, and I was debating, should we speak about what happened this week or not? And on one hand, I feel very inappropriate to say anything at all. On the other hand, not to say anything is also not right. So, when an event happens, a tzara happens, an event happens, we look at the parasha of the week to see if there's any connection or any message that we can take from the parasha of the week. This week is Parashas Toldos. A few ideas came across. Could be others said these over already, and a lot of people spoke about what happened. Just had a few machshavas, and I'll share it with the Eilam. If you feel it's appropriate, fine. If not, it's only some ideas that I had. The parsha starts off Perichafei Pasuk Chafalif VaYeta Yitzchak LaHashem Meichach Ishtoi Ki Akorehi. Yitzchak davened to Hashem, opposite his wife, because Rivka was an akara. Yitzchak davened, perichofei pasuk chafalef, Yitzchak davened to Hashem, opposite Rivka, because he was an akara. The Reisit Chaim Zonnefeld asks an interesting question. Reisit Chaim Zonnefeld asks, isn't the pasuk slightly out of order? The pasuk should have said, Rivka was an akara, and Yitzchak davened. And Yitzchak davened because she was an akara, as mashma, he davened first, Ki, because she was an Akara. The Pasuk should have said first the reason why he davened. Akara he, she was an Akara, and as a result of Rivka being an Akara, Vayeta Yitzchak Hashem, Yitzchak davened to Hashem. It seems to be slightly out of order, the Pasuk. Why say he davened because she was an Akara? She was an Akara, and because of her being an Akara, that's why Yitzchak davened. Says Rav Chaim Zonnefeld, no. The Gemara tells us, that the Pasuk pshat is, Yitzchak davened because she was an akara. But the Gemara says, why were the imois akarais? Sara was an akara, Rivka was an akara, Racha was an akara. Why were the imois akarais? Why were all the imois akarais? The Gemara tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'avel tefilasim shel tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires to hear the tefillah of tzadikim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes brings a situation to a tzaddik, where the tzaddik will have to call out Hashem to daven, because Hashem desires to hear the tefillah of tzaddikim. The Meir says, "Mitzvah Chaim Zonnefeld, the pasuk is in the correct order. The ikkar was the tefillah. Hashem wanted the tefillah. How did Hashem arrange the tefillah? He made Rivka an akara, but the akara was not what caused the davening. Fakert, the fact that Hashem wanted the tefillah, that's why Rivka was the akara. So if what first says, Yitzchak davened Hashem, ki akari, because she was an akara, the tefillah, which Hashem wanted, came about, how was the tefillah brought about, ki akari? We look around at the world, sometimes we're all mixed up. We don't know which is the sibah, which is the misayvev. What is the cause and what is the effect? Sometimes we think A is the cause and B is the effect. And it's very obvious. And the truth is we could be totally mixed up. You go into Pasuk. What's the cause? The cause was she was an akara. The effect was Yitzchak Davit. Gemara says fakert. Hashem wanted a tefila. Because Hashem wanted a tefila, the effect was that she was an akara. And that's what brought about the tefila. Sometimes we don't see things clearly. We look at the end as being the beginning as being the end. We don't know how to look at the world. To say why things happen, how things happen, we can't. We don't know to say why and how. We don't know why things happen, how they happened. But one thing we know. Kodesh Baruch Hu mis'avel tefilas shel tzaddikim. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants our tefilas. If such a tragedy can happen, especially in a basic Knesset, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to hear our tefilas. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants our tefilas. We go through our life secure, everything is fine, it's not going to happen here, it can't happen there, not to him, not to me. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants our tefilas. We think such things can't happen. A day before, if you ask anybody Monday, can such a thing happen? Never. It can never happen. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants our tefilas. Kodesh Baruch Hu mis'ave. What we have to take out of it is that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to realize that with all the protection that we have, all the security that we have, we can't rely on it. And Kodesh Baruch Hu mis'ave el tefilas shel tzaddik. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to hear our tefilas. Wants us to call out to him, wants us to daven, and ask for Hashem to watch over us. Sometimes when we realize we have no other etzah, that's the greatest tefillah that a person has. As long as a person has in the back of his mind etzahs and solutions and reasons and explanations and excuses, the tefillah can't be a real tefillah. He's busy rationalizing, explaining, justifying. The person can't understand, and he knows that's beyond his understanding. It's beyond his reasoning, and he realizes the only nechama that he has, and the only answer that he has is to daven to Hashem, that tefillah comes straight from the heart. That's a tefillah straight to Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu misave l'tefilas shel tzaddikim. I mentioned last year, I brought from Rav Rudni, the Gemara asks, actually, I'm sorry, the psukim seem to contradict themselves. The pasuk says at the beginning, that Rivka and pasuk Beis, pasuk Chof, the pasuk says, Yitzchak took Rivka for a wife, b'kachbeis Rivka, bas besu harami pandan aram, achayis lovin harami loyal isha. The pasuk tells us who Rivka is. Rivka is the daughter of Besu Harami, who comes from Padan Aram, who's the sister of Lavan Harami. We don't know that already. Anybody who runs Chumash knows Rivka's from last week's parasha, the parasha before. We know exactly Rivka came from Padan Aram. We know Besu was a father. We know Lavan was a sister. Why is the pasuk telling us again the whole yichus of Rivka? So Rashi tells us to tell us the shvach of Rivka, how great Rivka was. She came from a place of Rishoyim, Padan Aram, full of Rishoyim. She came from a father who was a Rasha, Besul. She lived in the house with Lavan a Rasha. Ganovim, cheaters, liars. They wanted to kill Eliezer. Everything wrong. And yet she was Rivka Tzadekis. So the Pasuk is teaching us the great Shvach of Rivka. Problem is, the next Pasuk, Chof Aleph, the Pasuk says, Vayeta Yitzchak Hashem l'noi chachishnoi. Yitzchak davened opposite his wife. Ki akorihi. Vayyosa loi Hashem. And Hashem listened to him. Not to her, not to Rivka's tefillah, but to Yitzchak's tefillah. And Rashi says, "Vayyaser loy, loy v'loy lo." Hashem listened to Yitzchak and not to her. Why? Shein daima tefillas tzaddik ben rasha l'tefillas tzaddik ben tzaddik. Because the tefillah of a tzaddik, the son of a rasha, is not the same as a tzaddik ben tzaddik. Yitzchak was ben Avram, a tzaddik. Rivka was bas v'sul, a rasha. The tefillahs are not the same. So therefore, Hashem listened to his tefillah and not to hers. So, everybody has to posture the question. Posture before, Umeshabeach Rivka, how great she was. But even though she came from the house of Rishoyim, even so, she was a Rivka Tzadekis. The next posture, loy v'loy lo, hot tefillah, it's not worth anything. Tzadik ben Rasha. Only the tefillah of Tzadik ben Tzadik, but not the Tzadik ben Rasha. One posture seems to praise Rivka, one posture seems to shame Rivka. Everybody answered beautiful. And he said, that avad the pasuk being meshabeach Rivka. The pasuk is praising Rivka. The second pasuk is not shaming Rivka in any way whatsoever. Rivka is Rivka tzadekis. She came from the house of Rishoyim and she was able to overcome it. The pasuk is just telling us a fact. Metzias Adam, a fact of life. A tzadik ben Rasha is great. They overcame all the nesyonos. But even so, a tefillah of a tzadik ben tzadik is not the same. A tzaddik ben Moshe's tefillah is not on the same level as a tzaddik ben tzaddik. For the simple reason. In Avraham Avinu's house, when Yitzchak grew up, when there was a tzar, when something terrible happened, what did he see his father do? What did Avraham do?
Right.
Tefillah. He davened. Spoke to Hashem. In Rivka's house, where she grew up, when there was a problem, what did she see her father Basul do? What did she see Lavan do? Kill him! Knock him out! Cheat! What did Lavan do to Basul do to Eliezer? He wanted to kill him. She saw Kaychi Va'itzim Yadi. There's a problem? No big deal. We'll take matters into our own hands and we'll clean it up. We'll deal with it ourselves. Rivka grew up in such a house. You're right, she became a big tzaddikus. But Lamaisa, when she davened, even subconsciously, there was always that idea, I'm davening, but I'll find an eitz. There's a way to take care of it. There's some way to take care of it. There's a way we could do it. But Yitzchak davened totally Hashem. Without any plans, any excuses, any ideas, he relied totally on Hashem. The tefillah itself is not the same. A tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik is not the same as a tefillah of a tzaddik ben Rasha. The Metzias HaDevarim is like that. Not in any way shaming Rivka, just telling a fact of life. And that's what we have to realize. We have to daven to Hashem, but it has to be a tefillah tzaddik ben tzaddik. Without the politics, without the excuses, without the rationalizations of only this, of only that, if you would do this, it's this one's fault, it's their fault, it's that group's fault. Fine. But we daven is to be a tefillah tzaddik ben tzaddik. Realize, it's only to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just going just another idea from the parasha, another minute or so. The pasuk says later on, HaKol Kol Yaakov, V'Hayadayim Yidei Esav. Yitzchak touches Esav, and he's very puzzled. The voice of Yaakov, the hands are the hands of Esav. And we know, Gemara tells us, Kol Yaakov refers to the Kol Torah of Yaakov. And the Gemara says, when the Kol of Yaakov is strong, then Esav doesn't have any koyach with his hands. When the Kol of Yaakov is weak, Shvach is weak, then Esav has the power with his hands. When one's up, the other one is down. HaKoyel, the word HaKoyel is spelled Hei Kuf Lam, the Vav is Chosa. The first HaKoyel is missing the Vav. And the Rosh and others bring down, you can read it HaKal. When HaKal call Yaakov, when the voice of Yaakov is weak, is Shvach, is light, that's when Esav has his Koyach. But when the voice of Yaakov is strong, then Yaakov is strong. You know what happened this week? It happened in our battlefield, it happened in our territory, the base of Medrash and the base of Knesset. What does an army do if there's a slaughter, there's a tragedy on their battlefield? Reinforcements. Send for reinforcements to come and defend the home territory, defend the homeland. If it happened in our home territory, in the base of Medrash, in the base of Knesset, HaKol Kol Yaakov. We have to go ahead and strengthen the Kol Yaakov. That's what we have to do. We have to go ahead and strengthen the Kol Yaakov. We have to bring in the reinforcements. How do we bring in the reinforcements? Learning. Come to the base of Medrash, Mechabit the base of Medrash. Learn properly. Learn more, strengthen the call of Yaakov. Only by strengthening the call of Yaakov will we be able to overcome the tzaras from the Goyim. The Hakdama, Rabbeinu Bechai has a Hakdama to every Pasha, and Mamish, very appropriate to Pasha's Toldos, he brings out a Medrash Tanchuma, Mamish in Yonah Diyayma. He brings out a Medrash Tanchuma, V'chein Doshu Rabbi Sein Zal. I'll read it word for word. Omo Loi Advayonis Kesa Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Advayonis, the Kesa, asked Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. He said to Rabbi Shimon Levi, "Gedayla koicha shel kivsa shaymedes ben shivim ze'evim. Great is the koich of the single sheep that stands among the 70 wolves, and the Yisrael that stands among the 70 nations." Amaloi, Rabbi Shimon Levi answered him back, "Gadol haroya shematzigla miyadam u'mishabim lefaneha. Greater is the shepherd who saves the sheep from the hands of the wolves and protects us. Shnemuak it says, kol kli yutzar alayich ubeir adavo." The explanation is, says Rabbeinu Bechai, because the end will be all of those goyim will be destroyed from the world. The pasuk says in Yirmiyah, "Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tvuasai." Klal Yisrael is Kodesh Hashem like truma. And Rabbeinu Bechai says, "V'chei Matzinu," and we find "V'chol Oysan Shebo'ol Lahara Yisrael." All those who come to do bid to Bnei Yisrael, Shiloh Yitzrichu, they're not successful. V'nev Du B'Soif, and they're destroyed at the end. Going Paroi, Paroi was destroyed at the end, Va'amolek, V'Sisra, V'Sancheiriv, V'Nebuchadnezzar, V'Titus, V'Advayonis, V'Chiyot V'Hem. All of them, they were very powerful, mighty emperors, leaders, they were all destroyed at the end. U'akach, Himshil, Yisrael, Akkaida, Shishi, Truma. Klal Yisrael is compared to Truma. Kishem, Kishem, Sha, Truma, Nikres, Kaidish. Just like Truma is called Kaidish. V'im Acha, Mimena, Zar, Chayiv, Misa. If a zar eats truma, a zar is chayav misa. Kein hazarim ha'eichlim es Yisrael. So too the zarim, the goyim that eat destroy Yisrael. Asidim sheyichlum in ha'eilam, they'll be destroyed. Zel kol eichlav yesham. So says Rabbeinu Machai, shem merish tanchuma. Look, you should come, you should be zaychet to see the kiyum, that all the goyim that are the zarim, that start with Yisrael, should meet their end, should be destroyed. And Kla Yisrael, we should be zeichet to Yeshuas, the Nechamas, we shouldn't hear anymore, we shouldn't hear any more tzaris. And we should only hear Yeshuas, the Nechamas, zeichet our kol Yaakov, zeichet to see Mashiach's Kehim here of Yemenu Omer.
Amen. 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 Amen.